Kesslering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Thursday, August 15th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers. With Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by MAGA Water. MAGA, M-A-G-A, Make America Great Again Water, one word, .com is the website. John and Jamie Davis over there, 1406 Mackinac Avenue in Sheboygan. Now what you guys have to do is you've got to call them, confirm that they are, in fact, able to meet with you at the factory. You can buy the water directly from them. Very simple. Since coming on the show, they've developed a relationship with the refillable jug manufacturer. They have these very convenient 4-gallon jugs. You purchase them, I believe they're 15, 20 bucks, whatever they are, 4 gallons. They refill them for you for $1 a gallon. So you can fill each one of those 4-gallon jugs for $4. You own the jugs. They're easy to store at home. They're easy to carry in and out of the car, into your house, garage, wherever you want to store them. So if you're interested, text me MW for Mega Water. And I'll send you the link to their website, their street address, and the phone number. So again, text me MW for MAGA Water. Their phone number, of course, 231-818-9700. 231-818-9700. Folks, it's all Vicki and I drink now here in the house. We invested in 11 of the 7-gallon jugs. Those suckers are heavy. Almost 60 pounds. Carry it with one arm. Get it into the house. Put it on the counter right next to the refrigerator. We cook with it. We drink it for our weight loss program, our maintenance program with Missy. We make iced tea with it. The coffee, oh my God, you will not believe how good your coffee tastes with this water. And if you want, you can go online, magawater.com. You can buy it online. They'll ship it directly to your house. I know Anita gets it down in Florida. Others have gotten it long distance as well. It's fantastic. We love Mega Water. I will not drink city water anymore. Will not drink it. We go into restaurants. Would you like some ice water? Sure. I'll go ahead, bring it to me. I hold it up to my mouth, up to my nose. You can smell the chlorine. That's how sensitive to chlorine and all these additives, fluoride or whatever the heck else they put in the city water, the chemicals. It's ridiculous. This stuff is the best water on the planet. Comes right out of the earth. Is not exposed to air. Goes right into the bottles. Goes right into your refillable jugs. Love this stuff. So text me, MW for Mega Water. I'll send you the information. Call them, 231-818-9700. Make sure they're there to sell you the jugs. Get them filled up right there in Sheboygan, 1406 Mackinac Avenue. Short break. Word from our other sponsors. We'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit LegendarySystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. A little housekeeping, getting caught up here on your text messages. Son-in-law Mike says, Attorney General Dana Nessel is going to be sending out misinformation notices about the Elon Musk, Donald Trump video. Yeah, I wouldn't put it past her. Oh, that's funny. Let's see. Yeah, Joe and Wolverine. Yeah, me too, Trucker. When I see those Harris TV commercials for president, I want to hurl. And then he sent me a couple emoji, the sun, whatever, with the face, and then the green stuff coming out of his mouth, that emoji. Oh, that's funny. Oh, yeah. Actually, during the Tiger baseball game, in which, by the way, I just want to stop and mention it for a second. Detroit Tigers have become an excellent organization at the minor league level. They've been spending a lot of time, years of developing these young players. And I got to tell you, man, it's pretty exciting to watch their baseball. Kerry Carpenter came back from being injured, one of the younger players, all of them Toledo Mudheads together. Hit two home runs in his first game back. Went, 3 for 3, 4 for 4? A single, two home runs. I forget how many RBIs. They beat Seattle Mariners the other night. It was unbelievable. 15-1. They had 20 hits. Then last night, Badu, one of the younger players, well, A.J. Hinch, the manager, pulled Rogers, the right-handed batting catcher, put in Badu. He hit the game-winning walk-off, smoked the center fielder. It was a great game. Love watching Tigers. But during the Tiger baseball game, oh, my God. Kamala Harris adds, and also the Democrat Senate Committee, Democrat, U.S. Senate Democrat Committee ran an attack ad on Mike Rogers talking about working for the drug companies. Not only himself, but his wife, Chrissy Rogers, and his children all work for the pharmaceuticals lobbying industry. Absolutely amazing. An attack ad that is, oh my God, it is so brutal on Rogers, it's unbelievable. He even went on, this man speaking in the TV ad, talked about the fact that Rogers, while a congressman from Michigan, voted not once, not twice, not three times, but four separate bills to lower drug costs for Americans. The attack ads are already out there, people. It is amazing what they're going to do to Rogers. His unfavorables are going to absolutely go through the roof. And frankly, it's all true. Everything that guy said in that ad was absolutely 100% accurate. Bought and paid for from the lobbyists of the drug companies, Chinese companies. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. How do you think he was able to buy that endorsement from Donald Trump? That's where the money came from. So, yeah, very, very interesting. Now, one little short story that the Attorney General, Dana Nessel, released against the former staffers of Speaker of the House Lee Chatfield. Ann Menard, former Chatfield legislative staffer, and her husband, Robert Menard, former chief of staff. Well, what did they do wrong? They underreported their adjusted gross income by more than $672,000, according to Dana Nessel's investigation. Now, they claim, she claims, that this is basically tax evasion. So they are going after them regarding this underreported adjusted gross income. How did she do it? Well, during an investigation, the Attorney General revealed that the Menards were also stealing money from PACs and nonprofit organizations through their work that they did with VS, Victor Strategies, trying to connect it to also Lee Chatfield. However, Attorney General Nessel charged the Menard couple back in December with felony counts, alleging a financial exploitation via a sophisticated pattern of improper reimbursements through double billing and falsified records from the 501c4 social welfare organizations, state campaign committees, and PACs. That those charges were filed back then, December 21st of last year. During a preliminary examination, which is scheduled upcoming for this coming August 23rd, the Menards, who founded a political consulting firm, Victor Strategies, back in 2011, for campaign consulting and fundraising, where then Robert Menard, his political consulting firm, assisted Lee Chatfield with his campaign for state representative. Menards also operated another 501c4 called Lift Up Michigan and operated or served with other organizations, including Working Together for a Better Michigan and the Chatfield Majority Fund, which is what you use put together when you become Speaker of the House. You create a majority fund so that you can raise money for your, basically your caucus Republicans, hoping to earn their vote to be Speaker of the House. It's a game, it's a racket, it goes on, it happens for years, been happening for years in Michigan, will continue as far as I can see in the near future. It's not going to stop. The current person doing that activity, the same thing that Lee Chatfield did, Tom Leonard did, every speaker going back to forever, is Matt Hall. He's raising a ton of money through these organizations, through these PACs, through these 501c4s, so that he can buy the votes of the reelected state representatives we currently have in Lansing. He'll be giving money to John Roth, my state rep, Ken Borton in the 105th, Cam Cavett in the 106th, Parker Fairburn coming in, freshman for the 107th. He'll be buying their votes to be the next speaker. Well, just to wrap this story up and move on, she's got flow charts She's got all kinds of information against the Menards. So we'll see where this ends up as they have their hearing on August the 23rd. That's going to start happening a week from tomorrow. And this case, you have to understand, is the weaponization of the Attorney General's office. Why? Because this stuff has been going on for years, people. This is nothing new. This is exactly what's been going on in Lansing forever. Menards just happen to be Republicans working with Republicans, and Dana Nessel is a communist Democrat. Democrats have been doing the same thing. You think Joe Tate, the Speaker of the House right now, the Democrats in control, 110 state reps, 56 Democrats, 54 Republicans. Do you honestly try to tell me, Dana, that Joe Tate, the current Speaker of the House, didn't do any of these exact same things to become Speaker? But you're not prosecuting him. You're not investigating him. No, why? Because he's a Democrat. She doesn't go after Democrats. She only goes after Republicans. I thought Bill Schuette was a selective prosecuting attorney general when he served our state under Rick Snyder. He never went after Democrats the way Dana Nessel has gone after Republicans. And what I'm looking forward to is seeing if, in fact, she's able to get a conviction. By presenting these facts, this information, did they actually break any laws? Because here's the problem. Every single thing they operated was called a 501c4. You don't have to disclose who your donors are. These are political, usually used to do hit attacks against your opponents. You create a 501c4, you put some dark money in there from donors. You don't have to disclose where the money comes from. And guess what? Hammer away. Attack the crap out of them. And it doesn't even have to be true. The crap that they put out there doesn't even have to be true. But that's what they do. Both sides do it. It just happens to be a Democrat attorney general right now, Nessel, going after Republicans. Personally, I feel all of this money should get out of politics. You should not be able to set up a 501c4 without disclosing who your donors are and then do political hit pieces on your opponents. Parker Fairburn just won his election doing exactly that. Yeah, Parker, that's right. I said it. You and your PACs and your 501c4s and all the things you did attacking Neil Friske got you elected. Aren't you proud of yourself? Aren't you proud of yourself, Parker, that that's how you became a state representative? So, this is how it works, people. This is what the Attorney General is doing, using your taxpayer dollars going forward. Exactly what she's doing. And again, the hearing will be a week from tomorrow. Preliminary examination. That's where they basically present their evidence and a judge rules whether or not the case moves forward for a prosecution. They're being charged with felonies. I mean, they're talking serious jail time, fines, fees, penalties, and time probably in Jackson State Penitentiary. the Parker way, we need to purge it from politics. Agree with that. Cam Cavett's campaign did it too, against Todd Smallenberg. Just saying. Bottom of the hour news, we'll be right back.
Michigan News Source, brought to you by Well Connect, your Michigan-made geothermal solution to high utility bills. Learn more at WellConnectSaves.com.